Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. This is an on-location review episode of the brand new drive-thru event, Road to Hell, here in Coventry at the Heart of England Conference Centre. It's the first ever drive-thru scare event we've ever done. We don't know what to expect, but we're excited. We are going to get scared in our car. It's all safe and COVID secure because obviously we're in the safety of our own car. We're just about to go in.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Red car, isn't it?
Yeah. So we've just checked in with the crew at the beginning. We are going to do some audio and give you our full in-depth review here on the podcast as soon as we finish. But there's also going to be a few visuals. We have been given permission to film tonight here at Road to Hell. So check that out on our Scarecam episode, www.youtube.com/scaretrack. It's our Road to Hell Scarecam. So, Hannah, are you excited?
I'm really excited. I have no idea what to expect because it's the first time we've ever been scared in the car.
Absolutely. There have been a few drive-through events pop up this year. Obviously, a very different year for Halloween. COVID has, changed absolutely everything all year round, especially for this Halloween season. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to go to some of the other events that we have been invited to purely due to lockdown restrictions. But we're currently in a Tier 1 area, and we are all from a Tier 1 area, which means it's nice and safe, and we're allowed to do what we're doing tonight. So, yeah, check out the Scarecam for a few clips of the evening. And check back here while we give you our full in-depth review of Road to Hell.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Okay, so we have just started the Road to Hell. Like I say, check out Scarecam for any visuals of the evening. Going to take you along a little bit to get a bit of the audio of us probably screaming whilst in our cars. It's worth noting that if you do come to this event, to go to their YouTube channel as well, so you can have an in-audio experience within your car whilst you experience Road to Hell. I think we're about to come up to our first scene, which looks like a spaceship.
Oh, that's it. Car's starting it. Should we
There's a man at my window.
Oh my God!
What? I'm not talking about it.
Oh, he's right next to me.
Oh, and he's gonna open the door.
Hannah. Ha ha ha!
that's the end. From here it gets darker. Much darker. I've warned you. Enter my woods with peril.
Oh, that's a smart. Oh,
scary doll people.
Oh, there's a couple.
Oh, this looks cool. Should I put my fog lights on? Look at that, that was really...
It's like three.
It's like...
Yeah. What?
Oh!
Oh!
Say, don't get out of the car!
Get out of the car!
Whoa!
Don't get out of the fucking car!
No, no!
What about you, beautiful?
No, thank you.
We're coming to have some fun. I can't see the toys on my table.
Not today. Get out the car. I can't get out the car. Can I? Can I? Don't get out the car, you stupid girl.
You're about to get out.
You kept saying it. I thought it was part
it's
of
it. It's just a moral dilemma.
Don't get out the fucking car.
Oh, this is it. Oh my god, they're putting petrol on the car! A bit intense.
Yeah,
can you wipe your windscreen?
Got petrol on the windscreen. That was a good set piece there.
Yeah, right. It was mega fast.
You no, I'm just trying to get this blood off my screen.
Yeah, we don't want to do anything. Are you gonna stop?
Sorry, Cam.
That's alright. Basically, we're just spacing the cars out until we're just getting them a little bit close together. So I'm just going to hold you here just for a moment. As soon as it's ready. Oh my god!
Go, that was a good idea.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Sorry, I thought that we were genuinely being stopped, so I didn't film it. Into the decontamination unit.
You're listening to Skip Track.
So we have just got home after a fantastic evening at a Road to Hell by the Heart of England Conference Centre. There's a collaboration of a load of people, Scared Projects as well, Area 51. We've spoken to Brynner, a full episode interviewing him all about this brand new attraction. So if you want to find out more, head back into the archives and check out that episode. But we're back home. I'm here with Hannah now. We're going to go into a little bit more detail about Road to Hell. But as a quick start, I really, really loved it. I didn't know what to expect from a drive-through haunt. So I knew they're getting quite popular in the States and they originated in Japan. This was our first one, I think only one we can get to of the season. And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it. I wasn't sure what to expect because drive-throughs being a relatively new thing for us, I was thinking to myself, like, what is going to stop someone from getting absolutely terrified and just slamming their foot on the gas and going and mowing actors down? But they did it in such a safe way. We had designated stop points. So when you saw a stop sign, you had to turn your ignition off. And then the scene played out. And then once the stop sign was moved, you turned your ignition back on and carried on. So it was done in such a clever way. And I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, totally. And that is a key thing that a lot of you guys who message us, and thank you for so much for doing so over on social media, a lot of you have been saying, how can drive-through haunts be safe? How can they do it safely? But yeah, totally agree with Hannah. The stop-start system that they had there worked really, really well. It's worth noting, there's going to be a few spoilers here, but the main point is that make sure you log on to their YouTube video because they've got a whole soundscape on there. I think that really did add... It added atmosphere to the whole event, didn't it?
Definitely. Otherwise, we'd be going around rocking out Tenacious D or whatever. It definitely added that extra element to it that the soundtrack played along to the scenes.
Yeah, definitely. It worked really, really well, really enjoyable. It was great to go to see the place busy, a fantastic COVID secure event. Obviously, you're in your car throughout the whole time. There is a little bar afterwards and a little sort of food shack as well if you did want to get something afterwards. But yeah, so you drive up, you go to the Heart of England Conference Centre. The guy at the beginning who's basically just the guy to check your tickets and tell you where to go, he was really in character, bless him. He was trying to scare us. He even opened a door at one point. I was like, oh gosh, I thought he was just the marshal on the car park. He did a fantastic job. He gave us a list of do's and don'ts, things like do switch off your engine when this happens, don't speed, don't do this, don't do that. And then you queue up and there's a nice little bit of entertainment before you even go through, isn't there?
Yeah, there was a band keeping you entertained, and there was also a really multi-talented guy. At one minute he was spinning fire, then he was spilling LEDs, he was playing with a whip. Really, really kept you entertained whilst you were queuing.
Yeah, definitely. It was really good. And then after that you go through a whole the whole experience. We're not going to mention every single scene here, but what I will say is we mentioned it on Scarecam at the end of our little first review episode of our Scarecam of Road to Hell. The distraction scares were great because someone would sneak up on one window, then all of a sudden, boom, banging at the next window. A key couple of scenes for me, and discussing this in the car with Hannah as well. Every scene was great. It all had different elements and different scares. But there was one where you literally, where it looked like you were going into someone's garage. They created this whole scene with some fantastic doors that opened up. It was like the beginning of Jurassic Park with their doors opening, but it was full of very scary. And there was pumped with smoke. There's loads of scary people in there. They were chopping it up. They were saying to Jade, my sister-in-law, get out of the car. Get out the car. And she's going, I don't know if I should get out the car. Should I get out? It's like, don't get out of the stupid car. stupid woman. So yeah, the scene with sort of butchers within that sort of garage area, I guess they've created there. Fantastic scene, really intense, really in your face, but safely because you're in your car.
In your window.
Yeah, in your window, definitely. And then another scene, I'm guessing Hannah's favourite was just the same as mine.
I'm going to call it like the woodchuck scene.
Yeah, woodchuck scene,
There was men with chainsaws. There was a man with a big rubber axe that hit the windscreen right
It looked so real. I thought it was a real axe.
It absolutely... I was going to swear. I'm not going to swear. Scared the pants off me. There was a guy on a quad bike. Was it a quad bike?
Yeah, something, it was a quad bike and he was like racing up to
raced
the car.
Up towards the car. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. There is... So, spoiler alert, if you don't lock your doors, they do open your doors. And I thought it was a really great element of scares. Chatting to someone I know that's also been through the attraction, they locked their doors. So actors were trying to open their doors but couldn't. And I think that they missed out on some really great scares there. Especially that woodchuck scene. The guy opened my door and left it wide open whilst people were running at me with chainsaws, and it just adds that extra element. No one entered the car at any point, but just the fact that they opened your doors just added that extra bit of, oh my God!
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, absolutely. And the set pieces, they're really, really good. Some scenes smaller than others, but some really big, elaborate. I think I counted 3 or 4 fire engines, a couple more big vehicles. They had a massive big truck, some diggers. Like Hannah says, the guy on the quad bike. It was all phenomenal, and then it was all quite intense and cool. Another key scene, again big spoiler, I guessed it, but I think I was guessing it because I thought if they did this that'd be really cool. And it was a guy in a yellow high-vis top near towards the end, and he was sort of waving us down saying, right then guys, we've got in too many cars bunched up together, so just calm down, just wait here a little bit, we're just going to space you out for the rest of the event. It was actually all a ploy, it was all an actor. I thought it might have been, but I wasn't.
I believed it.
The whole car, I believed it because he was actually really, it looked real, but part of me, I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if they did something like that? It turned out they did do that. So, yeah, he was your distraction scare. Then all of a sudden from behind him was a crazy zombie guy.
Yeah, banging on the window.
And lots of people who listen to this might be concerned about banging on the windows and whatnot and opening your doors. We have been there, and the blood gets on your car and they do dirty it. However, the end scene, let's talk about the end scene first. The end scene is just a funny, that you get a car wash, there's a drag queen.
We got, our car was covered in slime, goo, whatever. I could see it smudged up the windows on the windscreen, but we left with a cleaner car than we arrived with. Yeah.
And it was really funny. It was like a whole car wash scene that they made a joke of. A good friend of the show was acting there, and he was dressed up in his lovely diva outfit, giving us a few call me babies. The car wash. So a really fun ending, like that comic relief at the end of quite a serious, I think it was about 25 minutes it took us to go around there. So a decent experience. But yeah, so car wise, so we've picked up on the safety thing, and there's like the stop barriers where you turn your engine off. So that's all safe. The car people, we've left and there's not a single scratch on our car. It's completely safe. Nothing's hurt. Nothing's damaged. However, they do knock on your window pretty sharpish. A couple of rubber mallets whack your screen. Again, it's all safe. There's hundreds of cars that have gone through it every night with no issues.
Not a single part of it made me feel worried for the safety of my vehicle.
Agreed. However, I know how some of you are delicate about your cars. If you are delicate about your cars, then just be warned that
They're going to touch it.
Yeah, that is going to happen. What else would you expect from a drive-through style haunt? But just to pre-warn you there, that is what happens. Because I know some of you are really delicate. But although we love our little Fezzy, I'm not overprotective on my little Fezzy. And I think that brings us to the end, really. Like I say, I don't want to mention each and every scene. All the actors were on point. They've got a hard job, bless them. It starts from 7 o'clock. It's on till, obviously, the curfew of 10 o'clock. And it's on every night. And this is a very close to sold-out event. So if you want to go, get your tickets. But overall, I think it was a really, really phenomenal night, wasn't it, Han?
It was so much fun, and it felt so safe and so different to be in your car and at a scare attraction. And it is the only scare attraction this year that we didn't have to wear a mask for.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I think this in the UK has been born out of COVID, I think. We were supposed to go to another drive-through event, but due to local lockdown restrictions, we weren't able to. I know a couple more have popped up around the UK as well. But I think due to the success of this, it's now just given us another element of haunted attraction, scare attraction, that we'll see for years to come, I think. I think even if there's no COVID next year, touch wood there's not, we'll see this next year.
Definitely, I agree. I think it's something that's now just sort of hit the UK out with COVID, but I think I'd be gutted if it wasn't here next year. I would not be gutted if COVID was here next year.
Yeah, absolutely. So there we go, guys. Like I say, a very, very fantastic, different, immersive event brought to you by Heart of England, Area 51 and Scare Projects. It's in Coventry. It was really easy for us to get to, and it's quite Midlands-based, so loads of you can get to it as well. Get your tickets before they sell out. It's heartofenglandhorror.co.uk. That's www.heartofenglandhorror.co.uk. .co.uk. Like I say, it's going to sell out pretty sharpish. It's only £29.50 per car. You know, four of you in the car, it's less than a tenner each. Really, really well priced. That's it, Hannah. Hannah's got the maths. And there we go. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Drop Podcast. A huge thank you for listening. Like we said earlier, check out our scare cam at youtube.com/scaretrack to see the visuals of this quite immersive and visually impressive event, to be fair. It really was really cool. The lighting, the sounds, everything worked really, really well. Some fantastic set pieces in there. Really enjoyable. Be sure to make sure you're following us on our social media pages. As always, we are on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Just search for ScareTrack. Also, our ScareCam, youtube.com/ScareTrack. And you can get absolutely everything over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk, including a brand new merchandise. Face masks are now on sale. We've got ours. They've arrived. We loved them. They come in multiple different colours. Get them now. Smart-FX. Again, the link is on our website. So, Hannah, we've only got a couple more scares to do this season, which is a shame, but I think the season, although very different to every other year, we've actually done more than I was anticipating to do this year.
Well, yeah, originally we usually start planning our October shenanigans in June, and obviously in June everything looked a little bleak, so I'm so happy we've managed to do what we've managed to do this year, but also gutted that it is such a small run for us this year.
Definitely, but hey ho, it's the way it goes. We've got to be safe, we've got to be smart, got to be clever about this, and hopefully this time next year we'll be having a very different year. Huge thank you to Heart of England for inviting us to this event. We do sincerely appreciate it. And that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.